Canada's approach to treaty making in the modern era has undergone changes resulting from developments in Indigenous law, engagement and dialogue with Indigenous partners, developments in the recognition of Indigenous rights in Canada and internationally, and the truth and reconciliation process. Treaty making between Canada and Indigenous peoples has not been a fair and equitable process in the past. However, the opportunity now exists to create new arrangements to restore the honor of the Crown. Both the Government of Canada and the GNWT have developed statements of principles regarding land claims in the modern era. Review these principles. Do you think they are working to restore the honor of the Crown?